Hello, and thanks for joining the Gallane Solutions Emergency Notification Podcast Series. I'm your host, Lauren Bristow, Managing Partner with Gallane Solutions Incorporated. We are the world's leading independent consultancy on alert and warning practices and technologies. Now, these are the technologies used to warn and inform citizens in crisis situations, such as dangerous weather conditions, hazardous accidents, missing persons, and other types of emergencies. The technologies include automated calling systems, outdoor warning sirens, fire panels, emergency alert systems that interrupt radio or TV broadcasts, etc. Now, we don't sell notification systems, but are instead a resource for public safety agencies, corporations, and educational institutions, helping our clients select or integrate technologies and successfully implement notification programs. As we launch this podcast series, we're going to take a look at the issue of understanding deployment options for emergency notification systems. Recently, we were invited to present to a county board meeting where we outlined recommendations for integrating an automated mass calling system with an existing and extensive siren system. During the meeting, board members and emergency managers wrestled with questions about which mass notification implementation approach was right for them, hosted, on-premise, or hybrid. Since this continues to be a common struggle, let's take a look at each of these options and consider advantages and disadvantages to each. Now, we'll break this into two podcasts, so be sure and keep an eye out for the follow-up. Let's start with some basic definitions. The first type of deployment option we'll examine is what is often referred to as a hosted solution. This type of notification system actually resides outside of the agency's or institution's operations center. It is typically located in a vendor's or other provider's hosting center, referred to these days as cloud computing or SaaS, which stands for software as a service. Secured, encrypted software applications are accessed over the internet. And this can be accessed from virtually any location with an internet connection, assuming you have proper login credentials. With these type of solutions, there is no hardware to buy, no phone lines to lease, and no system to maintain. Access to the software is gained through a subscription, typically over some contractually agreed upon length of time. Also, telephony infrastructure, email servers, SMS services, etc., are all accessed seamlessly as part of the overall service. Of course, different service level agreements may exist with regards to capacity, uptime, and redundancy options, depending on the need and the budget. A second deployment option is the on-premise solution. On-premise solutions are just as they sound, systems that reside on equipment within a local operations center, with all hardware and software in one place. With these solutions, hardware is purchased, software is licensed, and any communication infrastructure is installed and connected on-site. While these systems may be configured for access over an internet connection, they are typically designed for access from a local machine only, which means a user must be physically present at the on-premise machine to launch a notification. A third option is often referred to as a hybrid solution. As you might imagine, hybrid solutions combine features from both hosted and on-premise systems. With these solutions, software resides on computer hardware within the operations center. These often have connected to them a minimum number of telephone lines for use in small volume automated call-out situations. In addition, these on-premise systems feature a hosted element, typically in the form of access to a large vendor-managed bank of telephone lines for large volume call-outs. These may also be configured for access from the internet, though this may require some enhanced configuration in order to create what is in effect a web server. What are the advantages and disadvantages of each? Well, I know it's a real cliffhanger, but you'll just have to wait until the next podcast. We do hope you'll continue following our concise but hopefully helpful podcast, relating to a wide variety of issues surrounding emergency notification and critical communications technology. I'm Lauren Bristow, and thanks for listening to the Gillane Solutions Emergency Notification Podcast.